with BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim.
The women's movement discovered rape. I just was the one who wrote its history.
Susan Brown Miller, whose books Against Our Will and Femininity rode the crest of the women's movement of the 1970s.
Occasionally, I have run up against an old movement feminist who'll say, we all wrote your book, and that gets my back up, and I'll say, which page should you write?
Brown Miller's latest book, Waverly Place, is a fictionalized version of the Steinberg-Nussbaum child-killing case. Brown Miller concedes that there's not much interest in feminism anymore.
We're in a time when there is very little left of the feminist movement. Some of the more obvious reasons are that people don't want to hear what we have to say anymore. Another reason is that we said so much, so fast, that people are still chewing the cud.
Brown Miller says such feminist issues as abortion, rape, and battery still need to be addressed.
I don't think women feel that men have changed enough to suit us.
In what way should men change? What would be agreeable to you?
I'm not in that racket anymore, Don. Come on, I'm a novelist now.
As a nonfiction writer, Susan Brown Miller was a little jittery at beginning a novel.
I said, look, kid, you are not writing literature here. Let's just see if you can write something that's good enough to get published.
Susan Brown Miller's fast-moving novel of domestic violence, Waverly Place, is now an NAL paperback. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Writer Susan Brown Miller's novel, Waverly Place, is based on the Steinberg-Nussbaum child-killing case. In the book, Joel is called Barry. Hedda is called Judith. Brown Miller believes that men have distanced themselves from Steinberg.
You were just saying earlier, in a tremendous compliment to me, that you felt that my character of Barry had complexity, right? No doubt Joel Steinberg has complexity, too.
Right.
But in that distancing that men do, it makes it very safe for them. Perhaps some of the men who called Steinberg a monster were men who have hit their wives or hit their children.
Susan Brown Miller doesn't object to her label, feminist writer, but
I feel it probably is a turnoff to some people who might want to read a novel, but hearing that it's written by a feminist author might make them feel that it's going to be a political tract and not a novel at all.
Born in Brooklyn and educated at Cornell, Susan Brown Miller was a writer at ABC and The Village Voice before producing one of the 70s major feminist books, Against Our Will, Men, Women, and Rape. But now that she's been bitten by the fiction bug, Brown Miller wants more.
I'd like to be let into the ranks of the novelists. I'm not so sure they're going to let me in. I really mean that, Don. I think that there must be resentment out there. I mean, they people must think, oh, we've had to deal with her as this feminist theorist, and now she claims she wants, she's a novelist.
No doubt Susan Brown Miller will have more to say about battery and abuse. Waverly Place is now an NAL paperback. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.